You are now tuned in to the latest episode of Crayon vs. Culture, hosted by LaShonda.
Hey, it's your girl, LaShonda, and I'm here for another episode of Crayon vs. Culture. And today we're going to talk about secrets. And I'm joined today by Fee, Deja, Sata, hey, and Clarice. And we're going to talk about secrets. And first secret, the biggest secret, do you feel that if your friend, family member tell you something about themselves, that you should be discussing it with their significant other? And how do you feel on opposite sense of your mate discussing it with you as well? So, yeah. Fee, let's kick it off with you.
I'm going to be 100% honest. Certain things I will discuss with my significant other, partner, friend, best friend, Ace Boot Coon, I will. Depending on the situation.
What's the situation?
I can't think of one. If you gotta like really give me one. If you gave me a situation, I'm like, I might tell. If it's something like funny, and I know he really wouldn't care about, I'd probably tell him. But I wouldn't be like, oh yeah, like she done judged on some nigga on some money. You know, he ain't get a cut, you know, I probably got a cut. You know, that'll mess up things, you know? That'll mess up things. So I wouldn't, it's certain things I would tell him. But I will pillow talk with him.
Do you feel inclined, like everything that goes on with your friends or?
No. Just like everything that go on with me and him is not. Anything that go on with me and him probably wouldn't even be out there. Just
ain't
little things.
Ain't none of your friends' business.
You know, so.
Wow. Okay. I feel you. All
right. But just know. But if it's something like really deep, dark.
What do you mean like dark? Like they commit murder?
You don't want to got
like you don't want
four abortions in 1 month?
Yeah.
You don't really got four abortions in 1 month? How do you do that though?
Oh, you can.
You can get four abortions in 1 month?
I really don't know.
But
situation is so.
Wow, that's crazy.
I might tell him that, yeah.
But why would you? Okay, we're gonna come back to that. Deja, what do you think?
It depends. Like I don't want it to have my significant other looking at my friend in a different light or thinking, well, if your friend do that, are you doing that shit too? So now I got to validate my friend, myself, and to ease your insecurity as a man. Men are out here being insecure. They can't handle that shit. Now, if my friend was, you know, cheating on her husband, I'm not going to talk about that with my boyfriend because I don't want him to think, oh, cheaters hang together. Right. Birds of a feather flock together. That Cuckoo! Bitch cheating, you cheating too.
No, babe, I cheat.
I love you.
I love you.
But I will, if my friend pissed me off, then I'm going to vent to my man about that shit. I'll be like, that pissed me
Wait. So she pissed you off, so you going to tell him that?
We have to be honest, Deja. Have to be 100%. You have a lie detector test on
you. My friend's secret won't come out then.
If I'm pissed off,
I might say something about her, but it won't be the secret.
You know?
I mean, if my friend is in her whole
face
right
now. Do you feel like your man will already view your friend as a type of person anyways? You don't have to confirm for your man or tell him anything. He already has this vision or
I think men be knowing.
They be knowing. Even if I don't tell him, if I do tell him, if something going on and he know, you know how your friend call you and something going on, you can't really tell him.
Yeah, you can't really talk like you want to talk right now. Yeah.
You just be walking around the house. You be walking around the house like,
And he like, who
what you crying for?
Who that feel is That's Phil's calling.
Because you want to be on some.
Told you she want to be. And you can sit there like, nah, babe.
That is true.
You know what I'm saying?
I know JoJo do that. He'd be like, yo, as soon as you get off the phone, you gotta let me know what she said.
But no!
Get off the phone, let me know what she said.
Okay. We're gonna come back to
her. Because he be so far already knowing, like, all right. But that nigga showed up, didn't he? That's exactly it. And I'll sit right there and be like, okay, babe, let me
see what happens. Don't say nothing.
Okay, so you see, Clarice, you're saying you'll tell.
Yes, because I've evaluated. As soon as you tell anybody who's my friend, family member, you tell me something, I instantly evaluate, like, oh, this is major.
So you over there telling JoJo our business? He know everything.
Evaluated.
We're going to pause you right there. You pause. Clarice is pause. Sata, what? No, you evaluating? Pause. What's going on,
so
Sata?
So let me be the neutral party. You know, I am over here in Sweden feeling like if somebody gives you some information, some confidential information, you should not be discussing it with your significant other, not even your mom. Because, hear me
That's
out,
the last
lady.
Person that you're going to discuss it with.
I mean, you never know. The relationships could be different.
My mom tells me, or I found out. No, that means her mom's going to find out by the end of the day. Her mom's going to know by tomorrow.
And right. That's why.
Who's to say, your spouse is not doing the same thing? Now the whole hood know what's going on with you and Shandrika.
If you're with a man.
He's a man.
If you're with a man. If you're with a man.
Yeah, no, my. Yeah.
Even if you're with a man. People talk. True. Man or woman, people talk. People gossip.
Man, talk.
So you got to understand your friend. Now that you've put this information out there in the world for people to know, this person has told them. The spouse has been like, okay, boom. Bae done told me this. He go to his home like, bruh, guess what? A, B, C, D, X, Y, Z.
I'm going to stop you there. Because if Bae is doing that, if Bae is a gossiper, like we have a bigger problem than what the fuck you
The biggest
just
problem
did.
Is He's a you whole man. Telling information about
exactly.
your friend.
And
that's
why that comes You're back to man. Me saying, if my man is really concerned that much, he don't need to be my man because if he's like, what?
I mean, but you telling him, what is he supposed to?
My man supposed to be like, oh, that was going on.
There's rules.
Please tell me what the rules are.
There's a rule to it.
I'm waiting to hear these rules too.
If you indulge in it after I talk to you about it.
Yes.
Men gossip.
Not like that.
Not like that.
Who said who?
Not like that.
What? Y'all think so?
We gonna call each other and follow up on a situation. If he's following up. Baby, we
are now. I need to know what is
nothing else to think about.
Situation.
Yeah,
now I'm looking at you.
Now I'm looking at
you
at that moment. At that moment, I needed somebody to talk to. That was it.
I feel like that's a contradiction because you tell this person, and it's just like, okay, well, seem a little bit interested when she's telling me, but now that she told me, I got to keep it in.
If I can't seem too interested,
why would he tell one of his other friends? His friend don't know old friend
because it might have been that juicy.
I don't think they should be discussing it.
It's not fair.
Okay, so what? It ain't fair. Call
the
whatever.
Whatever.
They don't need to take it past our pillow
talk.
Right.
But also, too, I do have a friend and her significant other. We all have a relationship, not like on some weird shit.
But like, we all cool. Like,
what's
going
on?
But no, like, if I'm having like some issues or whatever the case, all three of us will sit there and he'd give me his advice. You know what I mean? And that's friendship.
That's friendship, sis.
Yeah, that
ain't. We are in the bed and discussing
that's
other people's lives.
So that's
basically
counseling each other. Through.
We're gossiping.
Yeah, you're gossiping. And you like it.
Yeah, basically. So
because
that's bad.
So we're making exceptions.
Exactly. That's
no.
What I said.
That's bad.
But it's to a certain extent. I ain't gonna say it like you said. I ain't say that.
You cannot justify gossiping because of the bond you share with that person.
Not do that.
Yes, you can.
Wow. These are my older cousins. These are my older cousins allowing me and telling me that I should allow gossip in life depending on the bomb. Honestly, for me, I feel like I'm in the bed with my significant other.
I'm not discussing anyway.
First of all, you're so secretive. We can't even have you in this conversation. Mind your business. So that's the first thing. Mind your business.
Exactly. You see, she's telling me to mind my business already. I'm not gonna say I'm an open book, but
Nah, you Pandora.
Right.
Pandora.
I'm Pandora's box. I'm done. I'm done.
Yeah, no, I feel, honestly, I feel like people tell me stuff. I don't ever feel the need to tell whoever they venting about. I don't feel the need to tell my significant other about it. I don't feel like the need to mix information because I never want whoever I'm with to judge people. And I don't even want whoever, like, don't know my people like that to judge them as well. It's not your business. You know what I'm saying? Like, my job is to help you. And I think at times, as Black people and culture, stuff like that, we love seeing when each other down sometimes. And it's just like, is that beneficial to you? How is that beneficial to you, like, seeing your sister or brother down? Like, they came to you because they thought you was a help. But you over here ragging on them, like, I don't think that's a good thing. Like, I feel like...
All because Bae is poking you.
You know what?
Well, goddamn. Because Bae's poking.
But well, it's not always, it don't, the gossip don't have to be negative.
That's what I was about to say.
I need advice.
Say, yep, right. Gossip don't.
I need advice.
Because one gossip that we had last year, funny. Clarice, yeah. One glass gossip that we had in our family last year
was really, like, big, and nobody, we talked about it, but we didn't really talk about it.
And what was that?
Like,
you see, you.
But it was a good thing that happened to that person, and we were kind of, everybody was kind of quiet when everybody found out.
Oh, and you don't even know what it was,
right?
Okay. Okay. Well, yeah. No, well, I'm not saying all gossip is bad gossip. I'm just saying if I come to you and I tell you, like, look, I don't want you to bring this up to somebody. Don't bring it up. Like, yeah. I don't want to be... Like, y'all shouldn't even be discussing me in your bed. Y'all should be living your best life in your bed.
And this pillow talk is meant for the pillows.
But we got to do that before. We got to discuss you before we get...
Like, y'all, y'all don't tell Fee anything because she is in bed. Do not tell Fee anything. Fee and Clarice and Deja, they are in bed. They talking in bed with Bae. Talk about all y'all little secrets. And all your little gossip and business.
On some real seriousness, evaluating it is to a whole nother level.
No, there's no evaluating. She is so professional, guys.
Charlie's a specialist in it.
It could be something where Fee is like, it could be something deep. And I know, nah. Mm-hmm. You don't even need to know all that until she's ready to view that because she tells JoJo certain stuff. Because
she's weird.
But how is telling Bae? How is telling Bae helping that person that gave you that information?
Facts.
No, because sometimes it even helps me to give advice of what I should do.
Yeah.
And he do come through with a different perspective, and he gives me sometimes a nah. The way they're handling it is boom, 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 boom. X, Y, Z. You should tell her boom, 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 or tell him boom, boom. It helps.
This is how we solve this. If I call you and say what I'm about to tell you.
Yeah.
Why we gotta do all that though?
Yeah, why you gotta get that disclaimer? I'm not forgetting. I have to go.
See,
hey, don't tell your nigga. Like, all right.
Why we have to get that disclaimer?
Phyllis has done that.
You done felt me like damn it, bitch.
B has done it to me before. B has done it to me. She be like, yo, make sure you don't tell JoJo. After
I done told you, yeah. And I'm like, fuck, I done felt it. She probably going. You done felt
but
it. I feel it.
You have a realistic mind.
But you know what? If it's that deep. That I got to say some shit, then I done did some grimy shit. And I probably shouldn't be doing this shit.
You probably shouldn't be telling anybody. You need to go tell God and pray about it first.
Oh, so now you're Catholic? You're going to confession?
I'm starting to take it to the Lord in prayer.
I mean, we're not Catholic, but you know, sometimes when you pray and meditate on certain problems, you can see a different perspective from telling anybody. Because as we see from this podcast and this topic, telling other people can provide distractions.
Yeah, no, Fee knows I'm very private. I'll let you know what I need you to know as far as to keep me alive. Mm-hmm. But as far as in depth, I'm very cautious about it because A, people judge you. And B, people talk about stuff when they're bored. I do not feel like I should be any of my friends and my family's pillow talk.
Liberian unless people call you deep.
What you just say?
Liberian people call you deep?
Deep. You
deep. Deep and wide. Deep and wide. There's a foul team flowing deep and wide.
Duck on T deep.
She very deep.
She very
deep. Yo, y'all, you see her?
You can't get to her.
See, she's too deep.
Yeah, she's too deep.
Y'all see the culture part of my episode, my podcast?
Culture versus crayons.
And it's actually crayon versus culture, but we're going to call it whatever.
It's interchangeable, my bad.
But nah, like, that's why I'm very cautious, because I don't ever want anybody, I'm walking in the room and they're like, oh, we know this about you. We know you do this. We know you do that. You like this. You like that. It's nobody's business. Yep. And I damn sure don't want your significant other looking at me like I'm crazy.
How about this? If you don't want nobody to know, don't tell nobody.
That's how you solve that.
If you don't want nobody to know, don't tell nobody. Everybody, that is a message today from Crayons versus Culture.
But can I ask you something, D? Patchwork.
Oh, LaShonda.
LaShonda.
She don't call me every name, but the name.
You say everything out there. You say that you don't want the walk in the situation, and people say, "Oh, I like this. Oh, I heard you like this," or they heard you like that.
Mm-hmm.
What if it's like? Why don't you take it in the other aspect as, "Oh, I heard what you like. I want to do it for you to make an impression on you." You know what I'm saying?
Who's doing it? Who's doing it?
It might be my man doing it for you to get your approval of liking him. Like, I might be like, hey.
But then again, I don't feel like the interest is genuine.
Excuse me.
I don't feel like it's genuine.
Excuse me. I'm saying because he knows that I have that much respect for you.
Okay.
And know that I look up to you in that way, that he'll be like, hey, I know I gotta get her approval. And my mom, the mom's is a tough little cat. You know? You know what I'm saying? He might look at you and her and like, I gotta do a certain thing to you, to y'all, to impress y'all, to get y'all approval with Phyllis. So she told me something that I know y'all would like, and I did that. And you might be like, oh, because she doesn't like surprises.
I
she
don't.
Doesn't like things like that. I love surprises and shit.
No.
You got to think about it in the other person, what they trying to do for you. Not just what you see as you taking it in, but what that other person is trying
but
to
But my do. Whole thing is like, if that's your man and he think he got to impress me by doing weird craziness, he already messed up because he's doing too much. My whole thing is like, no.
It might be a little thing.
No.
It might be one little thing.
But then again, he supposed to like you. Exactly. I'm looking at how he do you, how he adores you.
But if he wanted to do it for LaShonda, or if LaShonda wanted him to do it for her, don't you think LaShonda would have directly went to him? She wouldn't have went to you to be like, oh, friend, A, B, C, D. But your man coming to try to save the day. I didn't come to you, man.
I'm just saying, we're having like a little party.
I would like to interject.
Okay, go ahead.
Who gives a fuck? I'm at the age now, it's about me and my man.
In that 30s.
Okay, it's me, my man. Yes, I need my friends. Yes, I do.
What about your friends?
But it's me and my man. My man don't need to impress nobody but me. Me.
Facts.
This is true.
But not about information that he told that person told in
confidence.
He no, I feel like he should seek. No, I feel like he should seek me out because honestly, no, I feel like he. Oh Jesus! No, I feel like he should seek me out. No, he should seek me out and get to know me because you know me, but I don't think. Anybody really know me on that full level, but he should seek me out to know what I want from him.
Exactly, but when he gets to know you, I'm like, oh, when I'm telling him, I'm like, oh, she likes the Patriots like you. So when he sees you, he's gonna be like, oh, I heard you like the Patriots. Don't take a
But if he can't tell me nothing but the Patriots, he can't tell me nothing but Drew Bledsoe. So I'm gonna look at him like, go away.
People. I don't know those things or those people. I'm just saying.
But that does happen, though.
It happens.
And it's weird.
Why is that weird?
Don't. Like, my whole thing is like, no, let it be organic.
There's plenty of things that both of you right here sitting and see that my husband does for y'all.
Yeah, no, let it be organic. I don't feel like I should be like, oh, hey, Lil Johnny, Phyllis likes this. Clarice likes this.
No.
I don't know. You need to go. No. Lil Johnny needs to go and sort his relationship with these people. I don't feel like I have to warn him about anything about anybody, because if it's true, it's gonna be true.
Warn, you might have to warn.
Yeah. Please. Majorly, I'm with an American, and I'm dealing with Africans.
No, he like a Saudi.
I have yes, over time, but you have to be warned when going into our
yes,
family.
Yes, you do. You have to
he
be warned. Period.
African
you have
to
be warned.
To attack him with words, and, he can't
and here we go.
You have to be
but,
with
no,
respect.
And pause.
When an American person comes into an African house with respect,
but here it goes with the culture part.
About somebody?
But here it goes with the culture part, y'all, because we basically we have people like what kind of. Taught and assimilated, and we're dealing with people that don't really know the culture. You have to get them assimilated into what we actually do, and it's kind of it's hard. Some people can, and some people can't.
But that's about talking about person that'll be gossiping,
and that exactly.
No, that's
the thing about our culture is, and I mean, as little as much as I don't like this, the thing about our culture is a lot of people's mouths cannot hold water. And when I say that, since we're talking about secrets, if I sit here and tell D something, if D wasn't as private as she is, I sit here and tell D something. Oh,
baby, you're gonna stay here.
You see, Sata up the street. She did XYZ, so, so, and so. You can't believe now her business is out there. And it's just like Phyllis was saying, if she was to go tell her man or tell her man something and her man wanted to be like, oh, well, based off of this information that Phyllis gave to me, let me try to impress Sata. At the end of the day, I would be mad at Phyllis because I know the source of that information. That's the thing about gossiping. When somebody tells you something in confidence, but you're thinking you're telling the next person in confidence, sometimes people's mouths slip, and they're going to know that source of the information.
You're the nice gesture out of the whole thing.
For me, I would feel like I was telling D, for me, I would feel like if I needed a gesture to be done, I would have came to your guy or came to your man. I would have came to your spouse specifically.
That's two different things.
That sounds like a wall building.
I mean, no, because I know your spouse can help with that. I'm not going to go through you. I'm going
to
go to your spouse. And that will help build relationships.
We went to the cabins with...
would have been a lot, girl.
Old dude.
We own cabins.
We own the cabins.
Old dude.
With big cuz, old dude. Mm-hmm. I felt like he was doing certain things to impress us.
No, he really was.
Yeah,
like
he really was.
Like somebody had to go to the restroom. He's like, did y'all go? I'm like, but we 20s and 30s. Yeah, no, he was. But I didn't take it like that as weird. I took it as he was making sure it was okay.
That's
different.
What it is.
That wasn't based off of information that was specifically given to one person.
It probably was.
No. No, we were all gathering our stuff or whatever. We had started driving, then went to the gas station. And then somebody was in the crew. It was like, oh, I need to go to the restroom. And then there was no restroom, so we had to drive down the street. We in Jasper, Georgia now. We driving. And then we went to Walmart, and then people had to go. But he was okay. He like y'all good, this and other. And he took his time. That's different. But you sitting there and talking about somebody going through their trials and tribulations or their thought moment or whatever they're going through, I don't like that. That's the problem I have with being...
Okay, well, let me tell you right now. My man gonna know, D can't be around seawater. This one,
see, those
Clarice,
are okay little secrets.
That's okay.
That's
okay. That's okay.
But any information...
That's life and death.
Any information that I tell you... And you telling it to somebody, like, information that I specifically, like we said, since we're giving disclaimers, if I specifically tell you don't tell nobody, any information that you tell somebody that I'm not around, that is not okay.
Different. I never said that.
But y'all just said it's okay if it's a spouse.
No.
See?
No. You hit me with a disclaimer off the muscle. Husband, you're not going to know.
Y'all just said gossiping was okay if it's bae.
No, I said, that's where y'all are laughing at the word evaluate.
This evaluate, this professionalism.
It's levels.
Well, that's why I ain't got no babe. But guess what?
See, when you do get in that relationship,
it'll be kind of difficult. It will be kind of difficult to hold information like that. Phyllis loves good time business, people. Okay.
If you're having something with your spouse at your house and y'all having an event.
Okay.
There's all little things going on.
Ooh,
there's
deja vu.
Flirting. There's little people talking and having good times. And you know his homeboy, homeboy is talking to your homegirl. Oh, next minute you know,
we huddling up. Right? Boom, 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 boom. If the homegirl do tell you she let his homeboy hit, at that point, the homeboy's already going to go tell the husband.
Ah! See? Why? Before you told Bae, it was a guess.
And sis don't tell you.
No.
But that's different.
You just were already in the air. Just confirmed it by you telling Bae.
That's different.
My homegirl, so you just confirmed it. That's fucked up. You can't confirm gossip, bro.
Isn't a friend supposed to be mad? Isn't a friend supposed to be mad at this point that I'm talking about you in a corner with my husband?
Yes, because at the end of the day, even if your bae homeboy, but it's not through you. That's the thing. It's not coming out your mouth.
And
so how are you going to change that perception? Are you going to shift his perception of your homegirl being a thought when it's already out there that she's thotting around with his homeboy and probably other homeboy, but you confirmed it with that one homeboy.
Stories are always wrong until they come out of the horse's mouth.
That's how it is.
So guess what, guys? Secrets, right? We can go on forever with this. And y'all have really given me something to edit tonight. Guess what, y'all? We're going to wrap this out. We're going to talk about secrets some more and in depth of what we're talking about, because I was in one dimensional and then went 3D. You know what I'm saying? So basically it's your girl. You can catch me at Patchwork, 85 on IG. Fee, what's your handle?
Slyway Fee, SlyWayPhee. I'm sorry. I'm not on social media right now, but
she can't spell either. It's okay. Deja.
You can find me at Deja_Montez.
All right. Sata, what's yours?
And you can find me at Sata Wanga. That is SataWanga.
And where can we find you, Clarice?
_CocoHarris_.
All right, y'all.
Thanks for tuning in. Remember, keep living life outside of the box.